From NPR West, I'm Shay Stevens. The Obama administration is preparing an order from the Treasury Department that would require companies that receive the most cash in government bailouts to slash pay for top executives. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The new order could come down this week. It is a direct response to news in recent weeks that firms such as AIG that were rescued by taxpayers are again paying out millions in bonuses. Such cash payouts would be slashed by as much as 90% at the seven companies that received the most help. They include AIG, Bank of America, Citigroup, GM, and Chrysler, as well as the new car financing subsidiaries of GM and Chrysler. Salaries themselves would not be cut, but it's estimated the actual effect of the pay limits would be to cut total compensation for these executives by about half. Companies have long argued that lower pay would make it too hard to keep important employees, but the administration sees the need to balance that against the public sense that bonuses for bailed-out companies are unfair. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
3 days of talks in Vienna have ended with Iran agreeing to a draft proposal to ease concerns over its nuclear program. But the Iranian delegation said officials in Tehran still need to study the deal. NPR's Eric Westervelt has details.
The proposal would see Iran export much of its declared stockpile of nuclear fuel to Russia and then to France, where it would be processed and returned to Tehran as fuel for a medical reactor. International Atomic Energy Agency head Mohammed El-Baradei said he hopes all the capitals involved, Tehran, Washington, Paris, and Moscow, sign off on the agreement by Friday.
I will have to wait until Friday. I am optimistic. The spirit here was very constructive and forward-looking.
It appears that the Iranian delegation in Vienna simply didn't have the political clout to sign off on a final deal. Paul Piller at Georgetown University is a former senior U.S. intelligence officer.
The Iranians are the quintessential bizarres. They never stop bargaining, and I think we're seeing some of that here.
Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Vienna.
Afghan officials are taking steps to discourage fraud and abuse in next month's runoff presidential election. Elections officials say they will cut about 7,000 polling stations and hire new poll workers. The United Nations is putting up $20 million to support the vote. President Hamid Karzai will face off against his top opponent, Abdullah Abdullah. A UN-backed audit invalidated nearly a third of the votes Karzai received in the August election. A strong earthquake has rocked an area of southwest Panama. The magnitude 6.1 quake was centered about 111 miles south of the city of David. There are no reports of the quake being felt 200 miles away in the capital, Panama City. This is NPR News. The Massachusetts man accused in a terror plot against prominent U.S. politicians, soldiers, and shoppers at U.S. malls made an appearance in federal court in Boston today. 27-year-old Tariq Mahana was arrested in Boston this morning. Michael Laux is the acting U.S. attorney.
According to documents filed in court and unsealed today, Mahana, along with his co-conspirators, desired to take some kind of action in furtherance of jihad. He and his co-conspirators discussed what to do and took steps in furtherance of and support for terrorism.
Authorities say the alleged plot was thwarted when the men couldn't get into terror camps or obtain automatic weapons. Officials say one of the alleged plotters is cooperating with authorities. The other is believed to be in Syria. The former head of the Obama administration's auto task force says a successful recovery of the auto industry is far from assured, but possible. Steve Ratner told an auto industry forum in Washington that it'll be a while before the government can give up its majority stake in the GM. He said the task force found that in similar situations, it took at least 3 years on average for a government to divest its holdings in private companies. Ratner expressed optimism that the industry will rebound, but said there needs to be a shakeup in the management structure. A weather system that used to be Tropical Storm Rick is now a tropical depression after washing onto Mexico's Pacific coast. Rick made landfall north of the resort of Mazatlan, dumping heavy rain across the region. There are no reports of significant damage. The U.S. National Hurricane Center expects the system to soon dissipate. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News.